end of it. Welcome back, everybody.
Vice President Joe Biden greets federal workers in Washington, back on the job after a 16-day partial government shutdown. Conservative Republicans like Texas Senator Ted Cruz pushed for the shutdown to undermine the president's health care reform law. Cruz was warmly received at a recent conference of social conservatives in Washington.
In my view, the House of Representatives needs to keep doing what it's been doing, which is standing strong.
Cruz will have plenty of conservative competition if he runs for president in 2016, including fellow Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who appeared before the same group.
Hold your politicians accountable for standing up and protecting life and standing up against the war on Christianity.
Thank you. Paul and Cruz both voted against the agreement that ended the government shutdown. But former Republican Congressman Vin Weber says his party has been hurt by the shutdown.
The brand is badly damaged, and it's not likely that it's going to be repaired until we have a Republican presidential candidate who will then have the opportunity to change it.
Mainstream Republicans appear to be tiring of the aggressive conservative tactics. Kentucky Representative Harold Rogers.
It's time to restore some sanity to this place. To do this, we've all got to give a little.
President Obama is also urging Republicans to be more cooperative.
You don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. Push to change it. But don't break it.
Republican analyst Scott Faulkner says the party is more divided than ever.
Absolutely, because each side has gotten more shrill, and more importantly, both sides are starting to completely demonize the motives of the other faction, even within the party.
More clashes are likely between mainstream Republicans and Tea Party supporters in the months ahead, says ex-lawmaker Weber.
But that would leave them bitterly angry at the party for a long period of time and exacerbate exactly the split we're talking about. It may be inevitable that that's the only way we get out of this.
Analyst Scott Faulkner says Republicans also need to work on their image with American voters.
Republicans have a huge problem to overcome. They're viewed as crazies. They're viewed as people who no longer want to work within the system, and people who literally want to take down the system.
The next political test, the congressional midterm election, is little more than a year away. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.